How do we find real masculinity with Jesus hanging on a cross? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is titled Man Up, The Quest for Masculinity. It's written by regular guest Pastor Jeff Hemmer. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Men in all stages of life will appreciate Man Up. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Man Up, 1-800-325-3040. We have come to a live Friday broadcast of Issues Etc., ending another broadcast week. And when we do, we often like to play a game with our listeners called Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It consists in two very simple parts. We play four soundbites that we've pulled forward from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We play them for you. They're short. They're to the point. We picked them because they stuck out to us for one reason or another. And then you, after you have listened to the four soundbites, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When you vote, you're also possibly eligible to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That'll go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, sending an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at the space we've left for you at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Jeff Hemmer. Recently talked with him about his book, Man Up, The Quest for Masculinity. Here he is answering the question, where we find true masculinity.
If you want to know what it means to be a man, if you want a perfect picture of masculinity, get yourself a crucifix and put it on your wall or hang it around your neck or whatever, because the cross is the most masculine thing that has ever happened. And so there you've got a Jesus stripped bare, strong, and completely in control of the situation. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. And everything, he spends every ounce of his strength, every drop of his blood, his entire life is spent for the good of his bride, the church. He gives himself completely for her. He does exactly what Adam ought to have done in the garden. He destroys the devil with his lure into sin. He crushes the serpent's head, and he gives, so not just an example of masculinity, he does the manly thing he gives in order to save us from this distortion that has been our plight ever since Adam in the garden.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, where we find true masculinity. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email. We'll get it right here in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org or our Twitter address at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Russell Don. We were talking about public schools and progressivism. Answering the question, is progressivism a religion?
Secularism is the dominant religion in America, and I would say more specifically, secular progressivism is the dominant religion in many American institutions, in media and the academy and our public schools. So the controversial point of this is whether that secular progressivism is really a religion. And to the extent that it seeks to answer ultimate questions, questions about the nature of reality, is there a God? Well, it answers in the negative. Christianity and many other religions answer in the positive. They're still answering the same question. What is the nature of humanity? Are we created by God and fallen and redeemed by the blood of Christ? That's the right answer. That's one answer, but people answer it differently. Other people will say, we're not created by a God. We're evolved from a common ancestor. And there is no ultimate meaning to human life. That's still answering the same question. What is the nature of human life? And so I think to the extent secular progressivism seeks to answer these ultimate questions, it is a religion just as much as Christianity, Islam, and Judaism are religions.
That's Dr. Russell Dawn. Is progressivism a religion? If you'd like to vote for it, all you need to do is give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Send us a tweet at issuesETC or an email talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor David Kind. We were talking about polygamy, rather thorny issue in the Old Testament. Here he is right at the bottom line. Is polygamy in Scripture considered a sin?
When we look at the New Testament, of course, we know what Jesus says about the Mosaic Code regarding divorce, that Moses allowed these things because of the hardness of your hearts. In other words, this was a sin that was going on in Israel, and through Moses, this thing gets regulated a little bit. But then he points us back to Genesis chapters 1 and 2, the fact that Adam is given one wife. So the Lord says, in the beginning it is not so. And I would argue that the same thing applies to the regulations regarding polygamy. In the beginning it was not so. It's very much like divorce, where in the Mosaic Code, divorce is not forbidden expressly, but it's very clear that divorce is a negative thing. It's not forbidden outright, but it does so much damage to the family unit, to the integrity of Israel, that you can't help but see this as something that is contrary to God's institution. And that's where, again, that's where Christ points us, is to the institution that God has made.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor David Kind. Is polygamy a sin? Vote for it. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because we're going to play the fourth soundbite, and after that, take a break and take your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and we will count your votes at our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Chris Rosebro. Here he is responding to Victoria Osteen's Easter sermon.
They were on their way to the tomb. But on that path to the tomb, they remembered the large stone that sealed the entrance of that tomb. Have you ever had a block in your life? Maybe you had a stone of an unwanted divorce, a stone of a bad medical report, stone of fear, stone of debt. But you know what the purpose is? The purpose is to stop us. The purpose is to trap us, thinking that we'll never overcome that stone. It's too big. The challenge is too hard. We might as well quit now.
The problem that apparently the women faced was the stone, which is not the problem. The problem that they faced was a dead Savior, a dead Jesus. That's what they thought the problem was. The fact that they would actually have to go and anoint Jesus's body. They weren't thinking really, we're never going to get in there. Oh, this is the biggest problem ever. No, that was like the smallest problem, because, I mean, if you think about it, how difficult would it be to say, hey, you over there, could you help us for a second? We're women and you look like a strong man. Would you move that stone for us? I mean, this is just a matter of strategy and planning, but you'll notice that Victoria magnifies the stone to the point where the stone represents the thing that's trying to block you from achieving your destiny. And it's absurd on its face. That's not their problem that they're facing. It's just a complete and utter mess.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Rosebro on Victoria Osteen's Easter sermon. You have heard the four soundbites. We're going to take a break, and during this break, it's a great time to give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or that tweet with your vote, @issuesETC, or to go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, where do we find true masculinity? Soundbite number two, Dr. Russell Dawn, is progressivism a religion? Soundbite number three, Pastor David Kind, is polygamy a sin? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Rosebro on Victoria Osteen's Easter sermon? Your votes when we come back.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday. Friday, under love.
Parents, you know the church is persecuted, even when you don't feel it or see it. But how can you prepare your children for a post-Christian world where that persecution is increasingly obvious? Read the May issue of The Lutheran Witness to learn more about catechesis, persecution, and why it's your job, not your pastor's, to train your children in the faith. Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness for a special offer, $6.99 for 6 digital or print issues. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, live this Friday, April 28th. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're ready to take your votes. You can give us a vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can vote right there at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hammer, where do we find true masculinity? Soundbite number two, Dr. Russell Dawn, is progressivism a religion? Soundbite number three, Pastor David Kind, is polygamy a sin? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, on Victoria Osteen's Easter sermon. Stan in Post Falls, Idaho, is voting for soundbite number one because, he says, Pastor Hammer clearly illustrates that the work of the cross was the thrill of victory and not the agony of defeat. Stan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Idaho. Caitlin in Chicago Heights, Illinois, is voting for soundbite number one as well. Pastor Hammer's soundbite of the week, she says, that the world distorts what true masculinity is, and it can be easy for a single woman to forget what a true man is, and that he's supposed to give and not take. Pastor Hammer reminds us that men are called to love the woman in their lives as Christ loves and gives to the church. If you are looking for a real man, look to the cross, are good words for every woman to remember. Caitlin, thank you very much, and thanks for listening up in Chicago. Rebecca listens in Illinois. I vote for Pastor Hammer because his beard is making the case. Well, he does have a rather astounding beard. That is true. I saw it in person during our interview. Marla listens in Massachusetts, selecting soundbite number four. That would be Pastor Chris Roseborough on Victoria Osteen's Easter sermon. Marla says there was absolutely no gospel in her sermon. Yeah, people from all around the country probably listened to that sermon and thought, wow, that's really good. And sadly, since they never heard the gospel, they never heard what they need to hear for saving faith. Marla, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Massachusetts. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or tweet @issuesetc, or right there at our Facebook fan page. Shailene in Mankato, Minnesota is voting for soundbite number 4. Chris always does such a great job of shining the light on false doctrine in a society where it's easy to believe that a pastor says because it sounds so good. It's even more important that we have someone with significant biblical knowledge to just rip it apart. Shailene, thank you very much. Mary's voting for, let's see, she says, all the soundbites were excellent as usual, but I especially loved Pastor Hemmer's soundbite number 1 and his description of true masculinity. Christ on the cross, utterly humiliated yet totally in control, giving everything to save us, the church, and destroy the devil. That is love. I haven't listened to the podcast interview with him, but I'm looking forward to do so, and I strongly encourage you to do so, Mary, and everybody else as well. Stephen in Michigan says, I'd vote for Hemmer's solely on account of his beard, but it seems to be all facial hair, stale of slate of candidates this week, so I'll vote for him because of the fantastic job he does explaining true biblical masculinity without relegating Jesus to simply being an example for us to follow. There's Kevin in Covington, Georgia. Pastor Rosebro, that's soundbite number 4, because his substitutionary sermon listening, I'm glad he takes my place. Winner for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, where we find true masculinity.
If you want to know what it means to be a man, if you want a perfect picture of masculinity, get yourself a crucifix and put it on your wall or hang it around your neck or whatever, because the cross is the most masculine thing that has ever happened. And so there you've got a Jesus stripped bare, strong, and completely in control of the situation. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. And everything, he spends every ounce of his strength, every drop of his blood, his entire life is spent for the good of his bride, the church. He gives himself completely for her. He does exactly what Adam ought to have done in the garden. He destroys the devil with his lure into sin. He crushes the serpent's head, and he gives. So not just an example of masculinity, he does the manly thing he gives in order to save us from this distortion that has been our plight ever since Adam in the garden.
That is the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 1, Jeff Hemmer, where we find true masculinity at the cross. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Stan in Idaho. Send us your shirt size and your mailing address. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send the LPR bundle package to you. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Lutheran FCU offers checking and savings accounts, home, car, and personal loans, and is exclusively for members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You can check them out this weekend at lutheranfcu.org, lutheranfcu.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Good Shepherd Sunday with Dr. Carl Fikencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.